Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. You having a good summer?
Yep, it's hot in Georgia.
Just a little bit of a preamble, Mark, if you would. The poem you're going to discuss this week deals with smoking and helping smokers to quit smoking. But it is important to recognize that there is this continuum of helping patients to change their behavior. It's an increasingly important role for physicians as many of our patients move over the past decades from an acute model of illness to a chronic model of illness. And it becomes increasingly important, I think, for us to understand a little bit about where patients are in terms of their behavior. In the past, we talked about non-compliant or non-adherent patients, and this often focused on patient failure. And I think in many circles, that's changed to really understand what's now called the readiness to change model. And this has sort of evolved over the past decade or so. But basically, there are these six stages that people go through. And, you know, I think what's important for me is that they ring true in my own personal life. So there is what's called the pre-contemplation stage. Patients don't even consider changing. Then that moves to the contemplation stage, to the preparatory stage or preparation stage, then to the action stage, and finally to these sort of maintenance or relapsing stages. And, you know, whether we're talking about obesity or diabetes or in this case, smoking, it is important to keep in mind that, you know, this isn't an all or nothing action potential. You revisit these issues, and the literature shows that whatever you do, you know, you move closer and closer to change. With that in mind, Mark, this poem this month asks the question, can determining patients' lung function and telling them that their so-called lung age help them to quit smoking? And what did the authors in this BMJ study find?
Well, it's a very interesting study, and the British researchers in this study, which was in BMJ, by the way, recruited over 500 smokers by mailed invitation from the community. All were adults over the age of 35. And they were all in what we call, what you just described, as a pre-contemplative stage of change. So they were not really in a highly motivated state before finding out their lung function. After getting some baseline demographics and spirometry, the patients were then randomly assigned to one of two groups. And the control group was just told, come back in a year and we'll do the lung function testing again. The intervention group got an explanation of their lung age, which is the age of the average healthy individual who would perform similarly to them on spirometry. So a 50-year-old patient, for example, who had an FEV1 of 65% predicted would have a lung age of 75 years. Patients in both groups were strongly urged to quit smoking, but they weren't really given any specific instructions or interventions or drugs or patches or anything. The average number of pack years was 33, and most patients actually had normal or fairly or close to normal spirometry at baseline. Quit rates were confirmed after 1 year by measuring the expired carbon monoxide and serum creatinine levels. Because we can't always, unfortunately, believe it when our patients tell us they've quit or mostly quit. Quit rates were 6.4% in the control group and about double that, 13.6% in the intervention group. So the number needed to treat is 14, which is pretty darn good. And interestingly, patients with a greater difference in lung age were not more likely to quit smoking. And a similar proportion of patients in both groups used smoking cessation aids. So lot going on in the study. Very interesting. Evaluating lung function. Bottom line is evaluating lung function in patients who smoke and giving them the results in terms of their lung age seems to increase the likelihood of sustained cessation.
Again, perhaps just making the point, the salient for the patient, that this really is having an impact. It's not a theoretical concern,
yeah,
but it brings it home to them. You mentioned the concept of patients not always telling us the truth and using creatinine. Is that a research tool, Mark, or do you use that in clinical practice?
I think it's primarily a research tool. Yeah, I think some, you know, certainly some people do get it, but I guess I'd be uncomfortable with sort of the conversation that would follow the implications in terms of what that would do to the relationship and trust. So I'm not sure I'd recommend it for routine practice. It's just something used in a research setting.
Right.
There are some websites out there if you want to start doing this with your patients. There are, if you Google smoking cessation lung age, you'll find several sites that do this calculation, and the web addresses are a bit long to read on the podcast, but you can find them pretty easily on Google. And the lung age calculation just basically takes their height and their observed FEV1 and uses that to calculate the age. And so there, you can also just do it on a spreadsheet. Something you can apply in your practice. And you know, if you think about it, this works about as well as a lot of the other smoking cessation measures. And it's a pretty impressive result if we can, you know, do this a little more consistently, or maybe once a year at their physical with our smokers, potential to have a real impact.
Good poem this week, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Thanks, Mark.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.